We listen to God's calling as we hear again the words from the gospel reading from Luke 24, especially those last few verses after Jesus had encountered these disciples on the road to Emmaus, and they became known to him in the breaking of the bread. And then they said in response, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they arose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." This is God's word. Please be seated. This world is teeming with people who are spiritually blind. And I do not mean just the godless throngs of people, the pagans who live a half a world away from us. But sadly, you do not have to look any farther than the people the next door down the road, or just a little ways down the road, or even within your own family to find people who are still lost in the darkness of their sins and who still need to have their eyes opened and their hearts set aflame with Jesus Christ. The disciples on the way to Emmaus also couldn't see Jesus, even though he was right there under their noses. Their faces were downcast when Jesus asked them what they were discussing together along the road. Now, these two disciples were not ignorant unbelievers and pagans. They were God-fearing people, and they themselves said that they had hoped that Jesus would be the one to redeem Israel. They knew who Jesus claimed to be, and they had even heard reports that day that the tomb had been empty, and that the angels had declared Jesus to be alive, who had been crucified just the Friday before. And yet still they are in the darkness. Still they are downcast. And did you hear them, what Jesus says to them? He says, "O foolish ones, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" And then subsequently, as Jesus broke bread with them, their eyes and their hearts were opened to see Jesus, the risen Lord and Savior. And their reaction is astounding. They say, "Did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us on the road and as he opened up to us the scriptures?" And then did you notice their reaction, their response? Although it is already evening, and the time during that day for traveling was past, although they are already tired from their 7-mile journey from Jerusalem, although it is dangerous to travel at this time of day, yet at that same hour, immediately they get up from the table, and they walk those 7 miles back to Jerusalem, this time no doubt at a faster pace, so that they can tell the disciples and their friends that they had seen the risen and living Lord Jesus. You think they were excited? You think their hearts were on fire? You know it. The resurrection of Jesus Christ had changed everything. That Easter morning had scattered the gloom of Good Friday, but had also shattered that pall that envelops the earth since the first sin of Adam and Eve, that pall of death that hangs over us. Now it was broken and shattered because the Lord was risen, and light had come to this dark world, the light of God's grace, the light of the forgiveness of our sins, the light of the hope of eternal life. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, "For God said, let the light shine out of the darkness, and now has shown in our hearts that light, to give light of the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Dr. Robert Rogner of LCMS World Missions, who, by the way, recently retired, shares an experience that he had in India. In the summer of 2004, he worshiped with a Lutheran congregation from our partner church in India. Worship with a congregation in the remote village of Nagercoil. 5 pastors were going out there that day, making the long journey to that village, because that day they were baptizing a group of new believers in the congregation. The service that day took place under a tent. took 2 hours for them to travel to get there. About 250 worshipers had assembled, 40 of whom were going to be baptized that day. And all of the candidates for baptism were dressed in white, and they were sitting in the first few rows of the congregation that day. And when the time came for the baptisms, each baptismal candidate would come forward with a piece of paper in hand with their name inscribed on the paper, and they would hand that piece of paper to the pastor. The pastor would then announce the name and would baptize that individual in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so these baptisms were taking place. And from the middle of the third row, there a lady came forward, gave the slip of paper to the pastor. He announced her name and baptized her, and she began to cry. And even more so, the tears flowed when her daughter, who was with her, began to cry. And after the service, Robert Rogner approached this lady, and he spoke with her through a translator, and he asked her, "I noticed that after your baptism, you were crying. Is it because you were so happy?" And she indicated that yes, it was because she was so happy to be God's child, to be forgiven of all the terrible things that she had done in her life, that Christ was living in her and she was now in Christ. But she said, "While I have tears of joy flowing from my left eye, I have tears of sorrow flowing from my right eye." And Dr. Rogner asked her, "But why tears of sorrow?" And he says that she looked him square in the eye and she said, "I have grace and forgiveness through Jesus, but my husband, my mother and my father, my brothers and my sisters and my relatives do not know God's grace and forgiveness because they still live in the darkness of the Hindu gods." Dr. Rogner says that he then read her a Bible passage to encourage her. A Bible passage that we reference often in our baptismal service, and we read this morning from 1 Peter chapter 2. He said to her, "You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light." And he challenged her to go and proclaim the excellencies of Jesus Christ, into whom she had been baptized. Well, Dr. Rogner says that he went home from that trip. He prayed for her, and as time went on, he began to forget about her. But then he received an email from the pastor who had been the translator in that conversation, and he reported that the following Easter Sunday, they were going to baptize another group of people, at least as many as had been baptized in the previous group, and that the majority of them were going to be the members of this lady's family, including her husband and her parents. You think that lady was excited? You think her heart was on fire with the gospel of Jesus Christ? You know it. And so the story of Emmaus, those disciples on the road to that town that day, that story continues on to this day. As those who have been with Jesus Christ and who have had their eyes opened, whose hearts are on fire with the Word of God and His gospel, as those people cannot help but want to tell someone else in their life about the love of God in Christ Jesus. And to each one of us, Scripture says, you are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, a chosen people. You are a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light. Today we remember the work of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, founded for the very purpose of serving the Lord with gladness by supporting the spread of the gospel from here to the ends of the earth. Over the years, untold numbers of girls and women, with their eyes opened and with their hearts burning with the gospel of salvation, have gathered their mites together. Coins from under the couch cushions and from the laundry and from the coin thing in the car and wherever they found them on the grocery store parking lot. Gathered their little mites together, combined them to support a myriad of projects that have upheld and supported the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ all the way to the ends of the globe. Some of the projects that are being funded by these mites are printed for you on the back of the service folder today. And we thank God for the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. God is truly at work through them. And at the same time, we encourage each other today to tell the good news as we have opportunity. In Christ, we have been forgiven our sins. Our eyes have been opened. Our hearts set afire with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are called to be that holy nation, that people who belongs to God, so that we may declare the excellencies of Jesus Christ, who called us out of the darkness into His wonderful light. Like that dear Christian sister of ours in India, and like those Emmaus disciples, let's not just sit on this good news. Let's share it wherever and whenever God gives us the opportunity. To the praise of Jesus Christ, amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.